right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with Austin Slater of the San Francisco Giants. Nice to have you here. Beautiful day in Arizona, and what could be better than be playing baseball?
Oh, nothing. There's nothing better than spring training baseball.
All right, you're one of those names that we've talked about quite a bit on the show, and an up-and-coming player in the Giants organization. Take us back a little bit through your roots of baseball, where you grew up, what kind of kid you were, what did you play, who did you root for, that kind of stuff.
All right, so I was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. I was one of those kids that was always on the street playing with the neighbors, running around barefoot, football, baseball, basketball, street hockey, all those things. I started playing when I was four, and been playing nonstop since.
And now, what position? Because, you know, we see kids who get to the big leagues, they're always the big kid, the shortstop, the kid who shaved when he was about 9 years old.
Well, I did play shortstop, but no shaving for me until I was 16. I still struggle with that a little bit. But, yeah, so I started playing shortstop, and then I went out to Stanford. First year, didn't play much, but then the second year, found a spot in the outfield and played there 2 years in the outfield. My first experience in pro ball was in the outfield as well, and then my first full season, I was actually back in second base in the infield. And then,
growing up, Austin Slater with us, whenever I think of Jacksonville, I think of Chipper Jones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I'll ask you, did you have a favorite player or team that you followed?
It's funny that you mentioned Chipper. He was probably my favorite player growing up. He went to my high school, so there was kind of a connection there. And I grew up a Braves fan. You know, it's hard not to be a Braves fan growing up in the Southeast. And in the 90s, they had an unbelievable run. I think it was like 12 or 14 division championships in a row. So, you know, they kind of dominated baseball. And it was great watching those guys, Chipper, Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox. They had an unbelievable team. So, yeah, definitely a Braves fan growing up.
All right, good to talk with Austin Slater here. All right, Stanford, yeah, it's a long way from home. I mean, I was in Miami. I went to Gainesville. It was only 350 miles. For you, it's a long way from home to come out to Stanford. Why Stanford over Cal?
You know, honestly, when I started going through that whole process, Stanford was a school that, you know, has the national recognition, but at the same time, a great baseball program, a nationally recognized baseball program, and that caught my eye. As a young kid, and watching them in Omaha in the early 2000s, for some reason, that stuck in my head. And when I was going through the process, I reached out, and it ended up all working out, and it was great.
Well, yeah. Beautiful, great decision. Did you do any Cape Cod ball or anything like that in the summertime?
I did, yeah. My first summer, I played in Newport, Rhode Island, and then my second summer, I played in the Cape in Hyannis.
Yeah, I know the Giants like players that play in the Cape. How did you do, and what was the experience like for you?
The experience is great. You know, there's no place like the Northeast in the summer. It's unbelievable. The people on the Cape were unbelievably welcoming. You know, they have host families and everything. I had a great summer up there. I ended up making the All-Star team as a third baseman. Back in the infield. But it was a great time, great summer, great memories.
All right, Austin Slater, nice to have him on the show. Learning a little bit about the man, as Philippe Alou says, show me the man first, then show me the player. And that's good to hear these things about you. Getting drafted, you know, by the Giants, of course. You know, we're in the Bay Area. Stanford's in the Bay Area. Must have been a thrill for you. And did you see it coming?
Actually, not at all. It was one of those, they were a wild card team going through the process. You talk to scouts and they do their interviews, and they're doing their homework just like you're doing your homework on them. And it's funny, the Giants were one of the few teams I didn't talk to before the draft. And so at the time we were in Nashville playing Vanderbilt in a regional, and they drafted me at the very end of the game. So I had no idea. So one of my teammates is like, "Hey, you just got drafted." I was like, "Oh, No way. By who? And the Giants. And yeah, it was. It's great. It ended up working out wonderfully, and I couldn't have been put in a better situation.
Yeah. Boy, and plus you're in the Bay Area. You know, you're not going back to Florida.
Exactly. And I get to do spring training down here, so can't complain about that.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your hitting, because it really has taken off. We saw it at Richmond last year when you came up to Sacramento. Give me your philosophy of hitting and then maybe the adjustment to being in professional baseball.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. In my first full season, I would say I didn't really tap into any of my power potential. And so that was something going into last season I was definitely working on and thinking about. So for me, it was being more patient at the plate. I've always been able to put the bat on the ball and find barrels, but you know, sometimes you find that you're giving away at a bat if you swing at a pitch early in the count and put it in play. You know, you might not be able to do as much damage and drive the ball into a gap or over the fence. So that was something I worked on last year, is pitch selection and working counts, and really trying to get out in front of the plate and drive the ball.
Yeah. Well, the power certainly showed up. As I said, it made everyone very excited in Sacramento. You had quite an August.
Oh yeah, it was a great time. I was definitely locked in, and you know, trying to continue that through this year.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about this year in spring training. I've seen you play the outfield, maybe right field, pretty much. I think that's where you've been.
Mostly right field so far. Yeah.
All right. So how's the spring going for you, and what are you doing here, and you know, how's it shaping up for you?
It's been going great. Really just trying to get my feet wet and show the coaching staff down here what I can do. It's been a slight adjustment coming in the second half of the game, but obviously that's something that they'll ask of young guys coming up in the Giants organization. You know, pinch hits and defensive replacements and pinch runners, and Bochy likes to make a lot of switches like that during games. So it's been an adjustment for me. I'm trying to get used to it, and I think the more practice I get down here, the better I'll get at that.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for you, because you know, you sort of can feel it, can't you, that maybe another big season?
Exactly. Yeah, you feel like in AAA, you're one injury away, or you're a couple good weeks away from getting a call. So it's definitely exciting. I'm thrilled about the possibilities of this year, and I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. The camp itself. Who do you hang out with, and what's the fun? So people got to understand the fun of baseball in Arizona.
Baseball in Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's a little more relaxed. You know, the stats don't really count, so there's a pretty good clubhouse mentality right now. You're still trying to get to know some of the older guys. Obviously, having been in SAC, a lot of the guys that are on that team are here with us right now. So been hanging out with them a lot, and you know, trying to get to know some of the older guys. Feel out their personalities and their and all of that. So it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's kind of that time of year where everyone's excited about baseball being back and energy levels are high, and you know, you're really just trying to get a feel for everyone.
Great to have you on the show. It's a pleasure having you on. I know the fans have asked about you quite a bit. What did you major in at Stanford?
Science, technology, and society.
Okay, and what does that mean?
I guess it's a long-winded way of saying it's an interdisciplinary. You can kind of shape it how you want, and I took a lot of econ and business classes, so we don't have a business undergrad, so I tried to shape it kind of like that.
Very good. Well, you can be your own agent.
Maybe. I don't know about that. I'll leave that up to them.
All right. Yeah. Hey, a pleasure getting to know you and having you on, and we'll follow you for sure at Sacramento, or maybe we'll see you in the big leagues. I always say with you and Arroyo and a couple more, I just have that feeling that we're going to see you this year at AT&T, so I appreciate you being on.
Well, thank you. It's great being on. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Austin Slater. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.